Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Great to be here with you again. If you got your Bibles, I'm going to start in Mark chapter 11. But I was reading today in 2 Corinthians, and it says, Paul says to the church at Corinth, he says, I'm not here to have dominion over your faith, but here to be a helper of your joy. And that's what I feel about this podcast, that my desire, first of all, is to help you in the joy of your faith, and I believe this podcast is going to help you in receiving everything God has for you. But let's start in Mark chapter 11. The Bible says at verse 12, it says, And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree far off, having leaves, he came, and if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard of it. And then they came to Jerusalem, went into the temple. I'm going to skip down. It says, verse 19, When the evening was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Hey, Jesus, look! It actually worked. Remember, you cursed this thing, and it's cursed now. And Jesus answering said unto him, Have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Your mouth and what you say is a critical part of your faith that can't be replaced. And then it says, verse 24, Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe it that you receive them, and you'll have them. When it comes to faith, a lot of the question that people have, really it comes down to what they asked in Acts chapter 2. You know, Peter gets up and he starts preaching, and he says, he explains how they crucified the Lord of glory. And it's like, at some point, they interrupt him and they say, Okay, what must we do to be saved? And that's the question mark. Okay, we believe, but what is our step? What is our action? What's our part to do to be saved? And he said, believe and receive forgiveness, right? And then in Romans 10, verse 8 through 10, it says, What saith that the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith, which we preach, that if you shall believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and shall confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, that you'll be saved. So the Bible actually tells you exactly what to believe, and it tells you exactly what to say when it comes to salvation. The key element is believing that God raised Jesus from the dead. You can't bypass the resurrection. You know, I believe Jesus was a man of God. He was a godly man, but the whole resurrection and the miracles, I don't really necessarily believe all that. You cannot get born again without believing in the resurrection. So he says you have to believe that the Father, that God raised Jesus from the dead, and then you need to confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. You can get saved on those three or four words, Jesus is my Lord. You can get born again by the personal confession and declaration of faith. So it tells you, in your heart, believe that God raised him from the dead, and then with your mouth, confess. So what is he saying here? He says, whatsoever things you desire. He's talking about prayer, but this really will apply to anything else. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, at the time of your prayer, believe you receive them, believe you have received them, and you shall have them. Believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And so the first element to answered prayer is desire. It says, whatever things you desire. And I found, doing healing school, that it's a lot of times you have to actually talk people into believing for something. Because I find many believers, many Christians, they call themselves believers, but many Christians are very passive because they've been mistaught. It's almost like desire is a bad word. And so they think it's humility to say, Lord, whatever you want is what I want. Well, that's good for many things. That's a good overall view for your life. But then you need to progress from that. You know, if you don't know any of God's desire for your life, then you need to spend time in the Word so you can get to know. The Word is as thick as it is and as small print as it is so that we can see what God wants for us. The Bible says, Beloved, 3 John 1:2, I wish, this is inspired by God, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So then you can put on your list, God wants me in health and he wants me to prosper, and he wants my soul to prosper. God is not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance. So God's desire and plan for my life. You know, if we took the same passive attitude towards healing and prosperity and the things of God as we did towards salvation, Lord, if you want me saved, you know, it's like people who believe in predestination, that God chooses some, then why don't they pray like this? If you really believe that God has destined some for salvation and some for destruction, then why don't you pray, Lord, if I'm one of the ones on your list, then I want to be saved. But otherwise, I don't want to be saved because, no, I mean, everyone got, the desire is, God, I don't want to go to hell. I want to be right with you. I want to receive forgiveness. That's the desire for salvation. Lord, I want to be born again. I'm asking you, please forgive me. I want to receive forgiveness from you. And so first there has to be desire. Well, you know, I had someone come to me recently. Would you pray for me? My broken arm, I would like the Lord to heal me unless I should be going for surgery instead. No, I can't pray for you like that. You have to make up your mind. I can't pray for you like that because you haven't decided. There's no desire. Your desire, oh, I want the Lord to heal me. As long, of course, as that he wants to heal me. No, there's no desire. You can't say, I want, but. You have to just say, I want. It's whatsoever things you desire. Well, you know, I want to be healed, but unless, of course, it's my time to go. No. He said, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. So it's not your time to go. Are you satisfied? No, I'm not satisfied. Okay, good. So you want to live? Yes. Well, you know, if the Lord wants... No, if he wants you, he could have taken you by now. So, you know, he could have Enoched you. Come on, you're here. Decide to live. So the first part is desire. Whatsoever things you desire. There has to be a clear-cut desire. Lord, I know you want me healed, and I want to be healed too, and I'm not going to be turned back. You can't believe and be full in faith without an actual desire for the thing. But that desire is hope. That desire is not faith. A desire is not faith. It's a starting point, and it's the first step. Whatsoever things you desire. So we have to have the desire. Lord, I'd like to go on vacation, as long as you're okay with it. Well, no. Before you pray, you need to figure out that it's okay. If you're going to pray and ask God for a car, Lord, I'd like a new car. But Lord, if you want me to ride a bicycle for a while. No, that's the stuff you have to figure out before you pray. Because you can't have a full, Lord, my desire is this, and I know I can ask you for this. I know what your word says. My desire is not to go for the surgery. My desire is to get you to heal me. That's what I want. I don't want you to cut on me anymore. I don't want the doctors to cut on me anymore. I want you to heal my body. That's what I want. There has to be a clear cut that this is what I'm believing for. You have to figure out. You have to figure out what you're believing for. I've had people come to the altar for prayer. Okay, what would you like? I don't know. Okay, why did you come up? Oh, I don't know. Just if there's something that the Lord has for me. No, what do you want? Why are you here? So the first part, whatsoever things you desire. So number one is desire, and it says, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive. He actually is telling us here what it is we're supposed to believe. You know, if I'm going to just talk on the subject of healing and then prosperity. But for healing, you know, you can know that God wants to heal you, which is important. It's important to know that it's in his will. Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. Yes. Okay, so now I know God wants me healed. Okay, God wants me healed. And then some people stay in. I know God wants to heal me. I know God's going to heal me. Well, you're still over in hope. You're not in the present tense. You're not in faith now. You're over in hope. And then some people, well, I know he already did heal me. I'm just waiting on the manifestation. That's not it either. You're not believing yet. What do you believe? Well, I believe he did it and I'm just waiting. Well, then your belief is that you're waiting. The Bible doesn't say whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you're still waiting. No, believe that you have received. He's specifically telling us what to believe. Believe you have received and you shall have, and you shall have it. And so when we come to the Lord, people believe many different things. And it's like there's foundations that build our hope. This is still for today. I believe it didn't pass away. I used to believe it passed away with the apostles, but I believe it's for today. Well, that's good, but that's not good enough. That doesn't get you your healing to believe it's still for today. So there's many things that you can start with, but that's not the full expression of faith. Well, I believe God's a provider. He's Jehovah Jireh. Okay, good, but that doesn't mean you've received what you've asked for. So, okay, well, I'm going to ask the Lord for a vehicle. Okay, good. So he tells you, believe you have received it. Believe you have received it. And so people get confused because then, okay, well, I need to have someone lay hands on me. Well, you can have someone lay hands on you, and that's good. because the Bible says lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And that's a point of contact. But has everyone who's ever been healed had hands laid on them? No. We've had people healed through preaching, through the mass prayer. We've had people healed while the preaching is happening through the direction of the Holy Ghost. Oh, while he was preaching, I felt to respond and I did this. And then other people simply just believed. It's your call. Ultimately, you can use whatever point of contact. You can just decide right now to believe. I'm by the word of God. Jesus, God said in 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes I was healed. In the same way that I believe I'm saved, I believe I am healed. You know, I've been believing the Lord for a car. I asked and I prayed in faith, and I believe right now I've received it. I believe whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive and you'll have them. I believe I've received my car. I believe I've received my heaps. I believe I've received. And he's telling us what to believe. Believe, and you should believe at the moment of your prayer. Now, if you prayed yesterday and you say, I didn't actually believe I got it, well, believe today and receive it. Believe you've received. I believe I have received my healing. I believe I have received my heaps. I believe I have received my, you know, when you step over in faith, that's when you'll feel the joy will start to rise. The rejoicing will start. I'm telling you, it's clicking in for people listening to this podcast. I believe, say it with me. I believe I have received my, whatever it is you're believing the Lord for. I believe I have received my healing, my heaps, my car, my house, my spouse. Whatever it is, I believe I have received. And then faith is released. And then what happens is faith, the Bible says in Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And so the gospel, the word, is the power of God. Some people get healed just while the word is being preached. They respond and they believe it. No, I already heard. You told me, preacher, by his stripes I was healed. The same way I believed I received my salvation, I prayed the prayer of salvation, and I'm saved. That's mine. I've appropriated. When I got saved, I've appropriated my healing, and I believe I've received it. That's why you're not dependent on someone. We believe in the laying on of hands, but you're not dependent on somebody to lay hands on you. You grab a hold to the word for yourself, and faith will rise up. You'll begin to rejoice. I'll tell you a testimony, a story that I heard. I could tell you some different ones, but this one has been running over in my head, and I remembered it earlier today. But there was a lady who told a testimony who she had been had a lung disease, and she was dying, a young lady. She was 18 with a lung disease, and she had gone to the doctor, and the doctor, you know, she was kind of at the end of her days. She was in her, you know, 68, 69, 70 pounds, hadn't eaten in 10 days, goes to the doctor. She was a believer, but she had never been told about healing, and the doctor's talking to her, and the doctor's a believer, and just said, hey, we want you to be comfortable. I want to be honest with you. We're coming to the end here. And he said, but the good news is you're going to go be with Jesus. I mean, you're going to see Jesus face to face. And just trying to comfort her with the realities of heaven. She goes home, and he said, instead of keeping you here, I'm going to send you home in an oxygen tent. And so they would have these oxygen tents, and you would shoot. So she was laying in this oxygen tent on her bed. And, she's reading her Bible, and it's Isaiah 53, and she's reading Isaiah 53, and it says, he himself, he carried our grief and bore our, it goes down the list, and it says, he was wounded for our transgressions. And she, you know, the reality of heaven starts to come real to her. Like, I'm 72 hours or less away from seeing Jesus. Like, she's wasting away here. And, she's just thanking the Lord. Lord, thank you so much. Lord, I want to say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You were wounded for my transgressions. And she's praising the Lord. She's thanking Jesus. Man, the reality of her salvation is coming so real to her. Lord, surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. She's just pouring out her praise. God, tears streaming down her face. God, thank you. Lord, thank you so much that I'm saved. Thank you that I'm born again, that I'm going to see you. She said, Lord, I'm going to see you in a couple of days. And I just want to say thank you that the great price that you paid for me on the cross. Lord, you saved me. You're my Savior. I want to say thank you. Thank you. She's pouring out tears, streaming down her face. And then she reads the next part and says, you were wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquity. She starts praising about that. And then she picks the Bible back up and she reads, the chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And she feels on the inside, you praised for the first part of the verse, praise for the second part. Lord, thank you, the chastisement, my peace was on you, and with your stripes you were healed. Lord, you were beaten. You took those lashes on your back, Lord. That was so I could be healed. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed. She just starts praising according to the word. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed. Thank you, Jesus, I'm healed. Lord, I'm healed. I thank you, I'm healed. Lord, I thank you, I'm healed. Lord, I am healed by your stripes. You did that for my sin, and you did that for my sickness. Lord, I'm healed. Lord, I'm not going to come and see the faith. It's like she's realizing from the word she's healed. Lord, I'm not going to come and see you in a couple days. Lord, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed by your stripes. The same appropriating faith for her salvation that she's just rejoicing over. She started to rejoice, and it's like the revelation hit her spirit. She starts, thank you, Lord, I'm healed. And then this thought came, and it was the Holy Ghost. If you're healed, you shouldn't be in this bed. And so she starts to unzip the bed. Thank you, Jesus, I'm healed. She puts one leg over the side of the bed. Still feels the same. One other leg over the side of the bed. Thank you, Jesus, I'm healed. And then she calls, Mama! And her mom comes running upstairs. Mama, I'm healed. Go downstairs. I want some breakfast. I want some bacon, some eggs, some toast, some orange juice. And the mom goes, oh, sweetie, get back into bed. You know you can't get out of this bed. Get back into bed. She goes, Mama, look. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Mama, I'm not going to die. I am healed. And the mom goes, baby, oh, sweetie, the doctor said the day you would die, you would lose your mind. Sweetie, get back into bed. And she goes, no, Mama, I'm healed. Go make me breakfast. And the mom runs downstairs. And she still doesn't feel any different. She starts to climb out of the bed. And she starts to just say, thank you, Jesus, I'm healed. I rejoice, I'm healed. I thank you, Lord, I'm healed. She goes downstairs. The mom's waiting for her to topple over and die. She sits down, she eats the meal, and she made a full recovery, totally healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Had been told there was no healing. There was never healing. There was never an option for her. But by the word of God, she saw, I have been healed, and she believed it and followed the promptings of the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter what you're believing for today, what you're releasing for today. Faith is believing, not that God can do it, not that God's able to do it, not that he did it and you're waiting. It's that you believe you have received it. Faith is a substance in your spirit. It's a substance of things hoped for. It's not enough to say it's on its way. It's coming. One day I'll have it. It's to say it's mine. Hallelujah. You can say it's on its way, but it's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It belongs to me. And the moment you step into faith, the power of God begins to work for you. I love you. God bless you. Thanks for joining us on this longer than normal podcast. And we'll see you. If this has blessed you, please do share it on your Instagram or your social media. And you can take a screenshot and just post it to your story. That helps us. We love you. God bless you. And we'll see you next time.